Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First, though, the UK Prime Minister is set to urge his French counterpart, President Emmanuel Macron, to agree to a one-in, one-out migrant returns deal. Now, if that deal gets over the line, it would allow Britain to return small boat migrants to France in exchange for asylum seekers in France who have a UK family connection. And all of this comes as a French state visit begins today in the UK. And this is the first by a French president since 2008. Let's get more on all of this now. Vincent McAvinney is with us, UK-based reporter. Hello, Vincent.
Good morning.
We'll come to this migrant deal in a minute that might be on the cards. But this visit by Emmanuel Macron, the state visit, as I said, the first one since Nicolas Sarkozy back in 2008. So Prince William and Kate, they met them at the plane. Then there'll be a trip to Windsor Castle to meet King Charles and Queen Camilla. Take us through what's happening.
Yeah, this is a huge occasion for President Macron. And I've got to say, I interviewed him back in his office in 2017 when he was first seeking the presidency. And he was a real Anglophile. On his bookcases were lots of British history books and lots of British political books. He was trying to sort of emulate what New Labour did in the 1990s to get into office. But he really knew a lot about Britain. And I think that shone through a few years ago when the Queen died and he delivered a really rousing speech from across the channel about her significance, which struck a real chord here in the UK, calling her not a queen, calling her the queen. So he will land and go to Windsor. He is getting the full pomp and ceremony. There's going to be a sort of parade around Windsor in the royal carriages. We've seen people lining the streets there already, some sort of waving baguettes, and they're in stripy tops. Britain knows how to sort of do these things. And I think it's going to be really interesting. A lot of people might think, Windsor, that's not as important as, you know, maybe going to Buckingham Palace. No, Windsor is where the royals really live. It's where they like to spend time. It's where the Queen obviously was during the war. An invite to Windsor is even really better than an invite to Buckingham Palace because they see that as the sort of working office in the middle of London, whereas Windsor is much more of their home. So it is quite an invite for him. He has a really good relationship with King Charles. They're both passionate about climate issues. So we're going to see that element, and then it moves into London later with that joint address to both Houses of Parliament, basically the highest honour a foreign leader can kind of get in the UK. So that's the sort of ceremony, and then we'll have a dinner tonight at Windsor Castle again.
Okay, so and there's really personal moments in there as well. Like, he's going to see this horse that he gifted to the late Queen, isn't he? He gifted it to her on her jubilee in 2022, and he's going to check and see how that horse is getting on before paying respects at the Queen's tomb.
Yes, this horse, it's a 10-year-old grey gelding called Fabuleux de Macor. Now, the Queen could not only speak French quite competently, actually, because she had a governess when she was a child, but she is fanatical about horses. And so this is quite an apt gift that she was given in 2022 for her Platinum Jubilee. So he's going to inspect this horse. There will also be some items that he'll get to see from the royal collection, which have an affinity from France. And then we expect, actually, that he will make that trip to St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle to see the very sort of tomb where the Queen, Prince Philip were laid to rest sort of over the past few years. So that will be a particularly poignant moment. He had met the Queen, I think, on a few occasions. So that is something that will be the sort of solemn element of today.
And how important is it politically then for Britain to roll out the red carpet in this way for President Macron?
It's absolutely critical for Keir Starmer. And I think you've got to remember where relations were at the height of Boris Johnson's time. You know, President Macron and Boris Johnson couldn't agree on anything and didn't really speak to each other. And there was a real regression in the relationship across the channel. You know, at one point, Boris Johnson was sort of deploying gunboats to the Channel Islands over issues with French fishing. So that is the sort of nadir of where things are. this is part of the mission that, in a way, the first year of Keir Starmer's time, and maybe why he's faltered domestically, is because he spent so much time repairing Britain's relationships internationally and dealing with international crises. And so what this has been, the big reset post-Brexit, trying to get Europe back on side. They're trying to get into this sort of defence pact that that Europe is compiling together to be able to sort of supply arms to European nations and also extend the Britain's nuclear umbrella, which obviously we share with France, right across the kind of European NATO members. So it's really critical for trade. There's also going to be a deal on a nuclear plant, a facilitation for EDF, the French state energy company here in the UK. And then, of course, immigration is the number one issue that Keir Starmer has to crack. Everything else that he's managing to do, improvements in the NHS and things like that, none of that is kind of bleeding through to the polls. And this constant stream of pictures of boats arriving, and we know already we're up about 50% on the rate that we were this time last year in small boat crossings. It is critical that he addresses that to have any hope of keeping the majority at the next election.
Right, so this is really important for Keir Starmer to get a deal here. So explain to us what might be on the table. This is the headline news today, that there might be progress on the migrant boats.
Yeah, they're going to have a short meeting today, and then we might be watching very closely what Emmanuel Macron says in his speech. But then there's going to be talks over the next 2 days in Whitehall, in Downing Street, about sort of hammering out this deal. Now, what the UK wants to do, because we've been paying about £480 million for a three-year deal to increase policing on the north coast of France, but often we've just seen French police officers standing around watching boats launch and not intervening. That all changed last week. There's dramatic pictures of French police getting into the water and slashing one of these rib boats and everyone having to sort of disembark from it. That is what Britain wants to see much more of. They make the argument that, look, these crossings are safe for no one. It means that north of France is beleaguered by these gangs and people turning up. You've got then trouble in the channel with boats being disrupted and people dying ultimately at sea. So what they want to see is interventions from French ships if they're in French water to try to turn back these boats. They want to stop the launches of these boats as well. And then the UK will operate a sort of system of trading people. So if there is anyone with a genuine claim of asylum that has a link to those in Britain, they might have family here, then they will swap them for anyone who manages to come across in a small boat who doesn't really stand a chance of getting a claim here at the UK or doesn't have a sort of any sort of linking family members. So that is the big prize that Britain is trying to get.
That's the one for one deal that we're talking about here. That's what Keir Starmer is hoping he's going to land on that deal today.
Yeah, that's right. But we already know that the trouble with that deal might actually be from other European nations. So countries like Italy and Spain have written a letter saying that they are not happy with this kind of deal, that it has to sort of be EU-wide. They're worried about a sort of backflow of migrants coming back to them. And there's also concerns from the border force that unless this deal is rolled out in the correct way, it might lead to a sudden spike over the summer, because there are those that say that when we scrapped the Rwanda policy that the last government had, and they ultimately lost it in a big part because of immigration, that has now seen a spike in crossings because that deterrence that was potentially there has gone away. And so if you're a gang in France today, you might be saying, oh, there's a new deal coming in from France. You need to pay us more money. We're going to launch more ribs over the summer and get more people over before this deal comes into place. So there is quite a lot of tricky elements around this deal as well.
So if they were to do a deal and announce it today, it would have to be put in place immediately in order to prevent that expected spike, right?
Yeah, I think you'd expecting to see a sort of big French operation, a sort of crackdown in the next month where they're much more present on the beaches than they are. And they are employing this new tactic constantly of slashing these rib boats immediately so that they, you know, they cannot be used.
Vincent, thank you very much for explaining all of that to us. That's Vincent McAvinney there reporting from the UK on President Emmanuel Macron's state visit to Windsor and to London, where he will address both houses of Parliament tomorrow. Coming up a little bit later on, Crossy's going to take us through some of those really big hits that made no money for the artists who performed them. Next up, though, we're going to be talking about recurrent tummy pain in children, how to spot it and when to get help.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.